Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 13th of October of the year 2020. It's a Tuesday today, and we are doing a special commemorative edition of The Last Post, looking back in time to some of our favourite moments of this year so far. And this is a special commemorative edition for one of our favourite sponsors. As you know, The Last Post is only funded by the generosity of our sponsors, who advertise with us a number of incredibly legitimate products. And of course, today, it's one of our real favourites, self-published romance maven and online bestseller, Dancy Lagarde. A mysterious figure, high in the world of literature, and truly one of the most inventive when it comes both to a well-written sex scene and to a badly written sex scene. One of our favourites, of course, going back to Dark Bridges of the Heart. If you remember Dark Bridges of the Heart, we read an advertisement for it on episode 97. It was an introduction to Delilah and Declan and their fraught romance, as well as a beautiful moment from celebrity bridge builder Isambard Kingdom Brunel that still haunts me in my dreams. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. A supernatural romance period thriller, Dark Bridges of the Heart is already a favourite among Dancy fans. Delilah is an orphaned aristocrat, student at the prestigious Pinkerton Academy for Female Girls, but she's hiding a dark secret. When she's blamed for burning down the school in a freak arson accident, she's claimed by her mysterious guardian, Declan. At first, he just seems like a very handsome and mysterious man with a troubled past, but he has a secret from before that's hovering over his shoulder. Does it have anything to do with the prophecy that's engraved on her left shoulder? And why do they have the same dream whenever they're forced by circumstances into sharing a bedroom, even though they're both wary of attachment? Declan was done with love. He'd been hurt too many times. As a half-vampire, half-Victorian railway bridge architect, he's seen the worst humanity has to offer to those who aren't of the ruling class. He's planning on just collecting his ward and being coldly detached in an irresistibly brooding manner, but the moment he sees her, he's overwhelmed with attraction and memories of the prophecy that he found on a piece of paper under a bridge on the day her parents died. He wants her, but he can't have her. He's too troubled by his dark past and the fact that her dad was his boss at the railway bridge architecture firm. A steamy tale with a heartwarming cameo from Delilah's godfather, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, who teaches the troubled pair that sometimes all you need to do to solve an ages-old curse is build a bridge and have sex on it.
Yes.
Dark Bridges of the Heart, available now in all good online supernatural romance period thriller stores and airports.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've been in quarantine too long. And it's not just Victoriana that the wonderful Lagarde captures with their pen, or typewriter, or word processor, or I'm not sure what Dancy Lagarde writes with. All I know is that Dancy Lagarde writes with all of the colours of the human heart, and all of the colours of history, because we're going to go back to the Piercing Falcon, which appeared in episode 127, our advertisement, for a medieval romance thriller with a supernatural twist and some real magical moments. And a new novel is out by online bestseller and self-published supernatural romance maven Dancy Lagarde. The Piercing Falcon is a medieval romance thriller with a supernatural twist. Set in the world of Chaucer's Pilgrim's Progress, this steamy sex fest gets right under the kirtle of a medieval England where sprites and boggarts frolic alongside dark medieval sex vampires. Garwin is the bastard stepson of a Fey Earl, a race known for their skills in magic, music, deduction, and seduction. They control all human access to detectives. The Fey Court rarely enter the realms of humans, but when they do, they find work as magical detectives who can only be paid in sex. Garwin, estranged from his...
Hang on, sorry, I'm lost. What do the sex vampires do? They get paid in sex?
Or yeah, for doing detective work. They're sex detectives.
But they're vampires as well?
Sex vampires.
The sex vampires who work as detectives and get paid in sex.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Garwin, we're introducing our protagonist now. Garwin, estranged from his fey stepfather and exiled from the land of the fey by the nasty curse of a hedge witch ex-lover, he must roam the world as a slutty errant minstrel detective, atoning for the skills of his past and banging ladies regularly, but none of them touch his heart. He spends his days in deduction and song and his nights wrestling with his darker fey passions, his passion for sex. Until he breaks the curse. He cannot take his place in the court of the Fae, but must spend his life in the human realm as a half-musician, half-magician, solving crimes and doing spells while maintaining a career in the arts. He can only break the curse by finding true love, but true love is the only crime he can't solve.
What?
Gundred is the tone-deaf 14-year-old widow of an aging count. Purchased from her parents as the Count's fifth bride, she is married and immediately widowed as she finds her husband promptly murdered by magic on their wedding night, leaving her virginal wealthy under suspicion of witchcraft and wondering how to solve a murder. When Gundred sends to good King Ethelred for help in solving the mysterious murder of her aged husband, he sends Garwin, whose price for helping her is a single chaste kiss, a kiss that sparks flames deep in her 14-year-old widow's heart. Even though Gundred is totally tone deaf and immune to his fey sex magic, a spark flames between her and the magical detective minstrel. But even though the morals of the period would have found it perfectly acceptable, Garwin instinctively knows that she's too young for his sexy fey magic penis. He promises to serve faithfully as her knight and long-distance mentor, and they exchange passionate letters via carrier pigeon as he travels from village to castle, swapping songs and law enforcement for sex and different kinds of sex-related stuff.
All right, this is some horny lockdown shit.
10 years later... 10 years later, a supernatural crime at a masquerade ball means the two must work together to solve another crime.
What is this ad in this book? Why would I buy the book after hearing this? I know everything in the book.
The two must work together to solve another crime of dark magic and darker passion and restore a priceless heirloom to Garwin's estranged stepfather, the Fey Earl, while also fighting their own rising desire to consummate their dormant connection by having sex.
Of course!
Gundred is all grown up and has desires that Garwin can feel in his fey bones, one bone in particular.
Oh, Lord.
His honour demands chaste service towards his sworn lady, but Gundred and his penis demand more. Will these two medieval lovers untangle their crossed stars? Will Garwin open his heart as well as his pants to cure his curse? Will the hedge witch finally get her comeuppance? Will Garwin's stepfather's new wife accept the tone-deaf Gundred as her new step-stepdaughter-in-law at the musical court of the sexy fae? Find out with The Piercing Falcon, available only in full-scroll vellum manuscript and from all airport bookstores.
Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes less is more. That's the writing lesson I've heard.
And it's not just novels that Lagarde turns the dancey pen to. We have The Lost Duke, if you recall The Lost Duke, which we told you about in episode 53 of this year. The Lost Duke is a graphic novelette that explores the crossover between steamy romance and children's entertainment books. A beautifully drawn, beautifully illustrated moment in Lagarde history where a barrier was genuinely broken between what is acceptable to have in a children's bookshelf.
And a new novel is out from self-published bestseller romance maven Dancy Lagarde. The Lost Duke, a graphic novelette that explores the crossover between steamy romance and children's entertainment books. The Duke is wearing buckskin breeches and glossy boots, a high-necked cravat tied in the mathematical style, and his hair is impeccably beautiful. Find him in a series of complex era-specific pictures so that he can return to his ancestral estates and save the tormented Lady Cassandra from her day job as an impoverished relation bringing knitting to her merciless cousin Lady Frumplesby. Pursue the Duke through a series of ballrooms, gambling dens, gentlemen's clubs and horse races so he can look past Lady Cassandra's apparent lack of status to the super-hot noblewoman within. Where is he in this complicated picture? Is he top left-hand corner behind that stylish barouche? No, that's his rival, the charming but roguish Viscount Slatterly. Can't you see that coat of arms? Duh. Is he in the bottom left, tupping that wench in a house of ill repute? Of course not. That's Lady Cassandra's wastrel brother Hugo, the very reason she's been forced below her station into the demeaning but acceptably genteel position of lady's companion. Better get your shit together, Hugo, before Cassandra is forced to accept Viscount Slatterly's cynical offer of a loveless marriage. Is that the Duke? Buy Dancy Lagarde's The Lost Duke and find out. Available in all children's and adult bookstores. And in the modern world, of course, we want our supernatural romance historical fiction to be inclusive, which it very much was in episode 173, where we heard about The Lord and His Man, one of my favourites, and a heart-pounding thriller in which Lance and Blade struggle through the judgment of their era to find passionate, passionate sex, and also love, but mostly sex. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Lord and His Man is the 43rd in Lagarde's Manly Men and the Men Who Love Them series of historical homoerotic detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. Lance is a lord, negotiating the heterosexual pressures of the Regency marriage mart with the help of his plucky valet, Blade, a muscular man of lowly birth and mighty thews, whom Lance impulsively hired when Blade highwaymaned him in the moors one stormy night. As Blade lavishes tender attention on the arrangement of his master's cravat each day, their eyes meet lingeringly, but both are held back by the fear that their love is not reciprocated. Both must constantly adjust uncomfortable erections that each attributes to various buxom women in a comedy of errors and throbbing lust.
It's not until Blake's dark past returns to haunt him in the form of the helpful ghost of an ex-highwayman ex-lover while he is helping Lord Lance bathe his creamy pecs in an anachronistic bath scene that Lance realises he has a chance with the gentle beefcake valet who just fainted onto his erection. And also that Blade has magical powers. But he must solve the crimes of which Blade is accused before his heart's desire is hanged for highwaymanery. And what about Lord Pransling? The sinister dandy who threatens to ruin Lord Lance's reputation unless he promises to spend the night at Pransling Manor, known for its depravities. Lord Lance has no option but to accede to sinister Pransling's outrageous demands and slips out at night to the evil revelry. There, the masked perverts of the Hellfire Club menace Lance's innocence until he is swept up in the tender embrace of a mysterious man whose erection feels oddly familiar. Together, Lance and Blade must unite forces above stairs and below to protect each other, punish Lord Pransling, and expose the Hellfire Club while also having sex. The Guardian called the Lord and his man extremely anatomically improbable, particularly in its depiction of full penetration on horseback. Available now in the back of all closets. Whew.
That feels like a higher than usual erection ratio for a dancey piece of work, and that is saying something.
Double the erections, double the fun.
I believe that's the tagline for the movie version.
Of course, we cannot be trapped in the past, and Dancy Lagarde proves that so very, very graphically in episode 260 when we read about Dancy's newly published series, The Guys from the Sky, a science fiction romance thriller alien vampire soul bond series that really covers all the bases. All the bases are belong to penis. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde, 11th in the Guys from the Sky science fiction romance thriller alien vampire soul bond series. They Came from Above is a groundbreaking space-thumping humpfest set 60 million kilometres from home. Bevlon is a reckless alien navigator from the fascistic warrior vampire planet Glavius V, on the run from a ruthless galactic government. 50 years ago, he exposed a secret Glabian plot to betray their own galactic troops and has been on the run ever since. He roams the universe selling his sword and then buying it back again. With money he gets from other jobs and from seducing powerful women for their secrets. When he crash lands on Terra 3, an Earth colony, he meets Max, an innocent farmstress uneducated in the ways of the seductive alien vampire race. Max isn't even sure she believes in sexy alien vampires, but this one has just landed on her porch. He offers to pay for his bed and board with his sword, but she needs a farmhand. And while she might fantasize about this particular farmhand's firm hand, she gets a firm grip on herself and the fact that she's been dreaming all her life about the sexy alien vampire warrior who saved her father from a government plot back in the 40-60s. Is Bevlon the man she's been dreaming of? The answer is yes. But find out how, as Bevlon has the answer she craves and he can help her find the lost treasure of her family. Together they enter the seedy world of slave auctions, battle a powerful alien queen whose diseased blood turns humans into cannibals, and discover a passion unlike any other. That's They Came From Above, and available in every good bookshop. And that's all the time we have to discuss Dancy Lagarde today. Remember, there are just so many novels. Dancy has an incredible publishing schedule, publishing about one novel every 4 days, and we have the honour of advertising most of those to you. So, of course, write your fan mail in to thelastpost@somethingelse.com and we will forward it to Dancy Lagarde, because, of course, Dancy is a mysterious figure who keeps themselves incredibly private. The one thing they won't keep private is your arousal. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience and support my work at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and free downloads of all of my specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His subordinate producer, the iron hand in the velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.